So I am here with Austin Duval, who's the co-founder of Duvin, which has, I think, one of the coolest booths at Surf Expo. I have to say, I'm not a cool expert, but several people have told that to me. Brand people have said that they really liked the booth and it really caught their attention.
Well, that's a positive. I'll take that for sure.
Yeah, for sure. So tell me what's going on with you guys. I feel like you have a lot of new things.
A lot's been going on. It's been an interesting learning process. We're actually based in Florida, so it's been kind of flying back and forth to both coasts and trying to figure out how we can grow from this side and make those connections. But it's been pretty exciting. So we recently just got an investment. We've been hiring a sales team and different reps in different regions around the nation, teaming up with some really cool accounts and just growing as a business overall, which is pretty exciting. It's crazy to think it's been almost 6 years since we started. So,
wow. And is this your first investment?
This is the first
investor.
Pretty much. Yeah. I mean, we started with a really small amount of capital from family and friends and just stretched that for as long as we possibly could. Which that's what we wanted to do, but we've kind of hit a wall in terms of offering, you know, a bigger line to our retailers, the resources that we need, starting to hire more people. And, yeah, our warehouse, it's all just us shipping and stuff in there. So it's like, all right, we're hiring a warehouse team. We're hiring sales. We got to expand. And so those are kind of the next steps for us.
That's good. Yeah. And tell me what's going on the West Coast.
So on the West Coast, we just hired Robbie Jepson. So he works with Crush and Creedom. And we're pretty excited about that. So I'm actually headed to the West Coast to go on the road with him a little bit, meet some accounts. And we have some accounts that we're already working with out there. But I think for us, a big part of our growth and outside of marketing would be just having a rep that's working the stores. He's in there and making sure, you know, we're getting the right placement. We're giving the stores what they need and all that good stuff.
And you know a little bit about that because your dad is a major high volume retailer, your mom and dad. So you know what retailers need.
Yeah, I've been working for them for many years, doing everything from managing to buying to merchandising and just being on the shop floor. So I've seen all that firsthand, and I did that as long as I could until this has kind of grown to the point it has, where I was like, okay, I can't straddle both worlds. And so I've just kind of hopped all in on Duvin. So
yeah, that's great. And how would you describe the Duvin aesthetic?
It's definitely kind of an ode to old 80s surf. It's just a lot of fun, a lot of loud prints, really cool color palettes. We like to wash stuff out, so there's a lot of pastels. Kind of Miami meets California, I guess you could say. And just not taking anything too seriously. So it's been pretty fun. And I think our biggest goal is, how do we offer something different to the retailer? Because I think, you know, the majors that have been around for so long, and the Billabongs and the Quicksilvers, it's going to be hard for us to beat them on their price point and their go-to solids and all of that stuff, where we have to offer something different and more unique.
It's definitely unique. I mean, it does stand out on the floor. I mean that in a good way.
I
mean,
no, thank you.
It has its own look for sure. And what about the sayings? Like, you always have like the sort of clever, the shirts and the hats with the
definitely
sayings.
A few brainstorming sessions, maybe a little alcohol involved. I don't know, but those do really well for us. And I don't know, people seem to just respond to stuff that's not taking ourselves too seriously or anything in general. I mean, even the Filthy Flamingos and all that, like, we did that as a complete joke, and that's completely caught on and sells like amazing, and people love like tagging us in it, and it's turned into its almost own thing. So it's fun to see.
Can you give me an example or a few examples of some other sayings that you guys have that have been popular?
Ooh, off the top of the head. We had a shirt recently with a big lime on it, said, "I'm bad at pickup limes." And that one was going pretty crazy for a little bit. I didn't think that one would actually do as well as it did, but it was pretty good. And then we have a bunch of shirts that we just like it to look almost like you found it in a vintage store. So it's super washed out, and we have one right now that says, "I joined the Filthy Flamingos, and all I got is this stupid T-shirt." And it's like just an ode to old, like, vintage, you know, the shirts you see all the time. And I think stuff like that, it's pretty fun, and people seem to like it. So,
And you were showing me a woven earlier that's like leopard print with palm trees. Was that
floral?
Right? Floral. Yeah. Okay. It was this mashup.
A serious mashup. Yeah. So, I mean, we've been kind of combining prints for a little bit. We did like a jailhouse floral as well. And then this one was a leopard floral combination. And people seem to really, really like it. For our wovens, that keeps just expanding for us every line. And the people and our retailers and our customers have just been coming to us for those fun prints. And we try and just keep it really unique and do a lot of bigger prints, bolder prints, and people seem to like it. So
okay, and what kind of stores are you in?
We've been straddling two worlds for this whole time, so it's been a balancing act. But we sit in the boutique world and kind of the fashion world, and then as well as the surf world. And I'd say the surf world is definitely more of our core, and we sell to more surf shops than anything. But it's just in terms of pricing for us, it's a balancing act of we can't be too high to sit in a surf shop, but then too low for the boutique world. And so that's been a tougher part. But I'd say like growing up in the surf industry and coming to Surf Expo for however many years and Agenda, that's been the core of the business and going to the specialty retailers and doing all that.
Right. And are most of the surf shops you're in, are they East Coast surf shops or are they?
I'd say there's the majority of them are. We have some surf shops on the West Coast, like we deal with San Diego, some strategic guys like that. But that's definitely something we're looking to expand with our new sales rep moving forward on the West Coast and trying to expand that side of the business. So.
Right. Because, I mean, I know your dad is and your mom have two very big stores, but you guys do very well there. And I don't think that's like nepotism. I mean, it's selling.
Yeah, that's well. I mean, I don't know if we would have gotten this far without their help in the first place of just letting us put the clothes in the stores and see what sells and what doesn't and kind of use that as a testing ground. And so now it's gotten to the point where it's really just carrying its own weight. I mean, we're competing with the big guys in there, and it's fun to kind of look at the monthly reports and see us, you know, climbing the rankings and really up there towards the top. And I mean, I think that just... it's a good sign for us. We like seeing that, one, because of the sales, but two, it's just, it shows that it's working, you know? And when someone walks into Curl, the odds are they're not going to know our brand compared to one of the big brands. So it's, we have to really sell them on quality and the look of it to get them to shift over and be like, okay, I will pay a few bucks extra for a Duven shirt, which they didn't expect to do when they walked in. So,
right. Yeah. That's fun. And what about marketing? How do you guys market?
Marketing has been, we've been doing a very little marketing to this point. And so for part of our growth moving forward, we know we kind of have to step that up. In terms of how we market, it's very fun, fun stuff. And like our booth here, like we're looking at right now, it's all spray painted and very DIY look to it. Trying to not take ourselves too seriously. And I think that we try and keep that vibe, going throughout. And then we're pretty excited because we just got an investment. So I think part of our business plan with that moving forward is really being able to ramp up the marketing and get our name out there a little more.
Right. Okay. So that, I mean, a lot of that money will go towards that?
Yeah. A good chunk of that is going to be towards marketing and really ramping it up. And I think what's been cool to see is a lot of the industry has gotten behind us and been very helpful. Other brands, you know, haven't seen us necessarily as a competitor that they have to stomp out. I think they've been very helpful, and it's been pretty cool. And so I think within the industry, a lot of people know about Duven, but we need that name recognition to the customer base. So especially on the West Coast, when someone's walking into a store, like our goal is so that they already know about Duven when they walk in, versus the East Coast, it's got a little more name recognition at this point, and we can carry our weight in those stores. But
right. Well, good. Well, thanks for talking to me, and good luck with everything.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, bye.
Yeah.